Previously on Star Snakes.
Look, we've come across some really weird lizards from the lower floor. They think it may be linked to the crash, so...
We want to know how we can fix this problem.
The port side ship holds is where the ship crashed into. You see what seems to be a ship that's sort of half crashed.
Clearly a ship would be designed to handle power to everything. Unless it was modified in some way. I would like to just quickly query what MLB is.
Okay, that information is classified.
Was querying the terminal and then I was in the process of leaving.
I'm just wandering around. Not that important.
Okay, I mean, I think, as I said, on that level, you pretty much only just see like the sort of large engine that you sort of haven't seen before. It's the main thing.
We've agreed to head towards the bridge.
Okay. Yeah. So, in order to get through the bridge, you have to go through the main cargo hold.
Yep.
So, I'm guessing you guys all sort of meet up and start heading on.
Yep.
So is the ship upside down?
It's right? Tilted.
Okay, so it's just tilted, yeah.
Yeah, because like the... because the...
So the door, the exterior door was on the side of the ship?
Yeah. Like... So, but it was tilted like that. But
yeah, and since it's tilted, it's... Okay.
Let's try the new thing out.
Yeah.
Ready?
But yeah, so you're going to have to go through the cargo hold.
Sounds good.
You have to put your hands on them.
But yeah, okay, so you, as you head sort of through the cargo hold, you notice a lot of the crates and stuff have been shifted a little bit. It looks like a lot of the ground and stuff has been iced over, or there's sort of everything was sort of iced a little bit, but you're not sort of sure what would be causing it.
Does the cargo hold look like a refrigerated storage unit, or like a, like, is there drains in the floor? Like, does it look like it's usually iced, like warm?
It looks like it wasn't... Well, that part of the ship wasn't originally built for it, no.
Okay. So it's come out of, like, the cargo or something, or whatever
they modified. Or they did something to cool down the atmosphere.
Yeah, if it vented out the atmosphere, then it would have pressurized, cooled. But I'm alright.
Okay, we'll just continue heading towards the
bridge. Yeah. We'll keep more propane in this area for now.
Yeah, well, as you walk past sort of... Well, as you walk through the cargo hold, you notice... There's quite a few different crates of things sort of labeled as different sort of objects and you notice that there's actually quite a few small, well, not small, but cat-sized lizards that are sort of locked up in sort of stasis units.
Well, that explains that.
Yeah, but they've obviously woken up and they haven't sort of broken out. Well, these ones haven't broken out, but they're quite, you know, alive and moving around sort of in their little cages. Yeah, I mean, as you walk past, like, it's a fairly, like, a free trader has a pretty large cargo hold, so it's got also quite a few tons of a couple of different items, as well as an air raft, it's a little sort of dented from the crash, but otherwise it looks like it's in pretty decent working order.
Next.
What to do?
To the bridge.
Oh, yeah, well, okay. You keep looking past all the cargo and head towards the bridge.
I mean, you can investigate. We can split up.
Never split the party.
This is a D&D. It's okay.
Oh, it's not. It's totally not okay, but...
Yeah.
It's not okay.
Okay, no, you keep going through until you get to what seems to be the crew quarters part of the ship. Mm-hmm. This is towards, like, the forward part.
Yeah.
And what seems to be sort of like the crew common areas, the ship locker, stuff like that, until you get to the main sort of bridge.
Yeah.
Everything looks like it's been shaken. It looks like it hasn't been attended in not quite some time, but it looks like sort of no one's had a chance to clean anything up or anything yet.
Since the crash or since before the crash?
Since, like, before the crash.
All right.
Well, that's, is there any way we can, as in character, figure this out? Or is it just sort of obvious?
We'll try to figure out what happened.
We'll try to figure out you know, the
time. Well, I mean, you're on the bridge. You could try to see if you could, like...
I mean, more so, like... I mean, more so figuring out if the mess was from the crash or before the crash. Like, is that immediately obvious to us?
Well, it looks like there's obviously mess that's been caused from the crash.
Yeah.
But it also looks like everything was in a little bit of disarray before it was... before it crashed.
So, like, garbage and stuff.
Yeah.
Etc.
You know, like things were half open, all sorts of stuff.
So we're on the bridge now, aren't we?
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything we can see that's interesting on the bridge?
Interesting what way?
Piece of curiosity.
It just looks like a regular bridge.
Dead bodies.
Well, the bridge itself doesn't look like it's been modified. There's no bodies or anything on the floor.
Okay. Yeah. I'd like to inspect the crew rooms, like the crew area.
Yeah, okay.
I was choosing inspect skill. Or investigate.
Mm-hmm.
That's 6 plus 1 plus 2, so 9.
Okay. As you look through the rooms, they seem to be quite sort of turned over, almost. Like, just like the bridge, it looks like no one's sort of been in the rooms in quite a little while. Or they've been too busy trying to do something, so they haven't actually had much time to go into their rooms.
Okay.
But other than that, it doesn't look like there's anything out of place. Maybe there's a few sort of, looks like there's sort of a few things maybe missing from sort of every couple, you know, every bit of the rooms. Maybe like some essential equipment. But other than that, there doesn't seem to be anything sort of too crazy. No.
Is there any way we can check if the crew currently are on the ship?
Someone could call out.
Well, you could.
It could use the comms, but I was thinking more so like, is there like a. Do they have like some sort of chips or something that like. Or some way of like determining if there's.
Can you query it on the terminal?
Yeah.
You could, but you wouldn't have access. Well, like at a basic user level, without like administrative rights.
Would it be like ID card tech, or would it be like. Retinal scan kind of authority.
It'd be like a bio scan, but you could try to like hack the computer to give yourself administrative access, I guess.
Mm. Oh, not me.
Alright.
I'll try and hack it.
That would be another electronics computers.
Yep. 7, 8 education.
Or intellectual.
Okay. 9.
Okay. You spend about 20 minutes or so. You only had the opportunity to give yourself administrative access.
Okay.
So like you managed to sort of it now responds to your sort of bio scans as well.
Yeah.
But just you.
Okay.
So it registers. Well, actually, to input yourself into the ship, you have to give yourself like a title and a rank on the ship's computer.
Okay.
You have to think of something. It requires input.
McDougal.
All one word.
Admiral.
Your rank is Admiral. Okay. The ship just, the computer just gives a light ping as it accepts your requests. Can you just show up on like the crew manifest?
Yeah.
McDougal Admiral. So you seem to have administrative access at all.
So on the system, can I see anything that would correspond to what he was saying about chips?
The crew wouldn't have chips. I mean, unless it was up to the captain, like, and they forced the crew to have chips.
Yeah.
You could find, like, you can, as I, you know, you have full administrative access, you can check, like, personal logs of the crew.
Okay. I'll first access the comms anyway, just the broadcast.
Okay. There's probably only just enough power to do like a very sort of simple broadcast.
Okay. So it's Admiral McDougal.
Right. Okay.
And anyone currently residing on the ship, please make your way towards the bridge. Or respond back. This is a rescue operation team.
Right. Sure. Very, very professional Admiral Dougal.
This is how we die.
Pretty much.
So I'm going to set up some sort of barricade system in the bridge, just on the off chance that those are out. Mm.
Now, here's a great idea. Why don't we look at the security camera footage? I assume there's some black kind box. Of monitoring system.
Why don't we actually look up what the MLB is? Black box on the ship. I just said you had access, you had basic
look at that.
Public access to the ship's
log. Look at that.
It just doesn't give you...
MLB.
That's waiting for someone to hang it up.
I thought that's what he was going to do, and then he just starts broadcasting signals everywhere.
So you type MLB into the search query, and it comes back up with a personal log from the captain, from Captain Ross. In the personal log, it indicates that the captain sort of finalised the prototype berthing unit, which Joss has called the NAS low berth. MLB. Essentially what it is they outfitted the entire second deck of the ship. They got rid of their staterooms and they put a huge engine that can essentially can facilitate the entire cargo hold as a low berth to transport like a large quantity of or whatever in a like a berthing stasis basically for whatever reason.
Crew logs.
Yeah.
Look at them.
Just like general crew logs?
Yep. And when was the last entry?
Last entry was probably about 3 or 4 days ago.
Okay.
While they were in mid-jump.
Yep.
The last report was from the steward, Donald Barner, who indicated just after the last jump into jump space, the crew was sort of... They really didn't really believe in the engineers, like Maria Hazel's ability to operate as an effective engineer. Basically, because the ship almost completely ran out of power.
Okay.
So she didn't realize because essentially this was sort of the first job they had done. Like they completed the outfitting back on whatchamajigoo, if I can find on that. They completed the outfitting on De Beer. The new engine, and they hadn't yet tested like a jump with it yet, so it's a bit sort of so they never actually tested it before, basically. The engineer didn't consider the power requirements of the new prototype low berth unit for when they made the jump, which caused a power failure,
So it caused a power failure mid jump, unable to stop.
Well, the jump was completed successfully. Yeah. But the low berth lost power for several days, so they had to get back online.
Yeah.
Well, I suppose there's something going out.
Yeah. And then that's the sort of the last log that was recorded.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So crew's still missing.
Crew, I'm going to assume dead.
Look at cameras as well.
Okay.
Look at all horrors. Of things coming towards the bridge.
I'm just saying.
Getting around horizon feels.
Because there's probably a lot of footage.
Yeah.
I'm going to say just because I love the skill. I'm going to need an administrative check.
Just got admin.
Anybody have admin?
Anybody?
Admin's boring. Why do you want admin?
What do you want admin?
Nope. No admin.
I rolled to do some paperwork.
No one likes admin. Well, I mean, it's more like browsing through. Like,
yeah.
You know, about like 2 weeks worth of security footage and trying to find the right sort of
yeah.
So it doesn't have a search system for it.
It's a well, yeah. They haven't put a lot of money into this, like
There's probably like 100 cameras. So even if you have a specific date in mind, you have to look at
like a bridge camera.
And you just click the button. Show me the part where people die. It doesn't have that option.
Just look at live feed 5 minutes later. All right. So,
my lunch. Not doggy's lunch.
What do we want to look for first up? Do we want to see what happened to the crew?
No.
Well, you could probably trace
where the crew is now.
If we know the problems originated from the MLB going down, we could always trace the MLB. Like, look at the camera at the MLB rooms and follow the lizards.
Well, MLB rooms is like the entire hole,
second
isn't
deck.
It? Yeah.
Basically, yeah.
Oh boy,
that's huge.
Oh boy.
Well, it's quite light. So that was the room that you guys came into when you came through the airlock.
So I think watching where the crew go and what happened to the crew.
Yeah.
Like, we do want to know where the crew went.
So you have to find the crew.
So obviously someone would have to be in the bridge at some point.
Yeah.
So I vote we start looking at the bridge.
The bridge, yeah. We have to look at the bridge cameras.
And okay. We may as well start right now and go back in time.
Sure. Sounds good to me.
All right.
Just rewind it.
Scrub.
Scrub.
Yeah.
Okay. Double speed scrub. Admin.
8x speed scrub.
8x.
Speed scrub. Someone will need a help.
Ooh. Need help, because I've got intelligence.
Yeah. Need more eyes.
I'm
out. That is 6 minus 2, so 4.
6 minus 2 plus 2 from intelligence?
Yeah.
So 6.
It's not enough to give you any sort of finite detail. I'm going to say it's pretty... No, I'll say it's easy. I'll say it's enough. Essentially, you're just sort of browsing through to the logs.
Yeah.
Going back over the past couple of days, going backwards in time,
yeah.
The last time they were all in there, they were trying to... Well, essentially, everyone was sort of panicking back and forth.
Yeah.
The last sort of... footage of actually having people in the ship was maybe about a day and a half ago, just before the ship came out of jump again.
Okay.
And they're sort of, you can see them because the sort of the ship, like the crew area, is just right next to the bridge, so you can see some of them sort of carrying some belongings and stuff with them, like walking past the bridge cameras as they went out back into the cargo hold.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they're bailing out.
Whether
in a hurry,
we could possibly check as well. Because if there was like life pods like on the ship,
sure.
Escape pods,
yeah,
you could probably from the bridge track see whether any are missing or have been ejected.
You could
anyway. Right. Okay, I'll do that.
Yeah, this ship doesn't come with any life pods or anything on board.
Doesn't come with any life pods.
Yeah, we've just come back from
shore. All right, how about external door openings?
30
Yeah.
Yeah,
so I'm going to roll the 7 on investigate. I'm looking for signs of combat near the bridge.
On signs of combat.
Okay.
Like just looking around, so
yeah.
Okay.
Using my eyes.
Yeah. It looks like there was some minor sort of, like there's sort of dents and stuff from when, you know, some cat-like sized creatures were attacked, like near sort of the front of the bridge. But no signs of sort of any struggles between crewmen or anything.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Well, I'll try and roll administration on seeing like a list of. External door openings.
Okay.
4 minus 2. 2.
Well, I wouldn't need a roll anyway, because it's quite simple. So the last sort of actual like opening was several hours ago when the external airlock was opened and then blown up.
Jeez, I wonder how it was.
So the ship's airlocks haven't been opened
since
those days. Since the ship left.
They could have been eaten as well.
They could be in the cold storage.
Same thing.
How did the lizards get out of the ship then?
But meaning that we might not find any bodies if they were eaten.
Maybe there's a hull rupture or they were displaced. Is displacing even a thing?
I would say probably a hull rupture. You guys can check that?
Hull rupture on the ship?
Yeah, so just look at the hull integrity.
Okay. Yeah, well, you can put, I'd say maybe like a. Maybe like another electronic check, just to sort of view if there's any sort of whole integrity
images. 11.
Yeah, okay. You find that towards sort of the one of the rear engines, as the ship sort of came into the station, it sort of damaged. Damaged sort of like the aft port side of one of the engines, mm-hmm. which caused a bit of a tear. So obviously that's how some of the creatures got out.
Yes.
But because of sort of how it landed into with the station, that part of the ship was closed off.
Yep.
So it hasn't ruptured the rest of the ship.
Yeah.
So they probably would have already been in that area when the ship crashed. If it kind of closed off to the
Yeah, because it had gone all throughout the ship basically, yeah.
Alright, so let's recap. We're in the bridge, the crews are missing, and did not leave, but they were expecting to leave.
They looked like either they were expecting to leave, or they were holding themselves up.
Yeah. Lizard things have overrun the entire ship.
Surprisingly, we haven't seen any of them, though.
Yeah. Mm.
They're not being MLBs. Good point. We only saw three of them?
Four, I think, on the station.
Four of them on the station.
All right.
So this...
I mean, you could also, while you're at, have access to the computer, you could check the
Is there a bioscan of any sort?
I wouldn't mind researching what the lizards actually are. Like, do they get big?
Yeah. Well,
so
like you could check the ship.
There should be a cargo manifest.
That's what I was thinking.
What the lizards are?
Yeah, cargo manifest.
Yeah.
And since you have administrative access, you can
do it.
You get up the like most up to date ship manifest after they left to Bear, which indicates that there are they took on. Most of the livestock they took on De Bear, but they also had some other stuff in the cargo hold as well. So they took on 4 Cerugian flounder monkeys, as well as 29 Greston crawlers, which to you they sound like the lizards, basically. It also indicates that they have about 4 ton of petrochemicals, 5 ton of like basic polymers, and a couple of tons of precious metals as well, identified as platinum, just like in the cargo hold on the ship as well. So they were sort of transporting all sorts of different stuff, but it...
Does the manifest talk about the MLB?
The manifest just, like, gives you, like, a read.
Yeah, okay, so does... Is the MLB, like, a legit add-on, or is it under the radar? Like, is it on record?
It's, like, on the ship's internal logs, but it's not... It's not as if you did, like, a registry scan and sort of any database to see whether it would be actually...
Since it was classified.
So. Well, it's a recent prototype.
Yeah.
Like, if they haven't even had a chance to register it, I guess you could say.
So, how many lizards do we see in the hold back there?
When we passed it.
When we went past it? Like, we're talking, like, 5? Or we're talking, like...
Well, you didn't really have a bit of a detailed look, I guess. Is the
We just
Well,
saw
all right, let's go back and have a look.
I think we need to explore the cargo hold, because the people might still be alive there.
What I'm getting at is, like, were there 29 on board when they left and now there's 100,000? Or are we talking, like, there's 29 on board?
Yeah, right.
Because, like, 29 doesn't sound like a mass low birth kind of system.
Mm.
It sounds like a tiny low birth system.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's still quite large. It was, yeah, maybe they were trying to pick up more before they sort of did
right.
it, but
all right.
Like, it could be based on, like, the amount of power required is the amount of...
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's go check out.
Yeah, I'll have a look.
Cool. Mm-hmm. Okay. You walk back out into the cargo hold. It's still quite sort of icy. You see quite a few of these... Now you know the name of them. You see quite a few of these crawlers sort of... So they're still... Most of them are still stuck in their cages. You don't seem to see any sort of extras, or it doesn't look like they've multiplied or anything.
Yeah.
It looks like there must have just been a lucky few that sort of got out.
Yeah.
So
were there exactly 4 cages that have been opened?
Yeah, they're like distributed around the hold.
Yeah.
But they're sort of in one corner where it looks like there was some sort of, you know, rapid turn or something,
yeah,
which caused some of the containers to sort of unlock. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so the crew was fretting during the jump because of the loss of power to the MLB.
Mm.
Is that your photo?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yep. That's from Detroit.
I really like that.
Detroit.
Yeah. Oh, I think
Detroit doesn't look like a scum city at the moment.
I'm pretty sure it was Detroit, actually. Sorry, where were we?
Trying to understand
why they were scared of 4 lizards.
Yeah, why they were scared of 4 lizards. Yeah. Maybe there's something we're missing here, because they were hostile, but they weren't ridiculously dangerous, and I imagine the crew would probably have.
Yeah.
What about
friends?
Let's spend like 10 minutes split up, search the hold, come back here.
Yeah.
See how many cages we're looking at, what kind of things are in the cages. Does it match the manifest that we just read?
Yeah.
Mm.
So, I guess investigate for 10-15 minutes.
Monkeys.
8.
7 and That is. I'm assuming we've taken off back suits and stuff.
While life support is being restored, yeah.
Yeah. So
like it took a while, but you sort of stored them in the sort of engineering section, yeah.
So sick.
You didn't have to worry about having so many barrels.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, yeah, it does take quite a bit of time to check through it all. Most of the crates are correctly labeled as well, so it sort of indicates, you know, 2 tons platinum, 5 ton polymers, 4 ton petrochemicals. As far as you can see, all the other animals are there. It looks like a lot more now, like a lot more of the crawlers have started to wake up,
yeah.
As well as one of the flounder monkeys has sort of started to sort of like twitch a little bit. So obviously there's no more power sort of running to the MLV at the moment.
What other creatures did you say were on the ship manifest?
29 crawlers, 4 monkeys.
Yeah.
And platinum.
Yeah.
Polymer.
That was only crawlers and monkeys.
Yeah.
What do we know about the monkeys?
What do you know about them?
Is there a terminal nearby?
Yeah. Like, I mean, do we recognize the species, or is it...
They're not local to.
Are they big?
Where you are from? They're quite large. They're large ape sort of size.
Like a gorilla kind of.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
Did we see them in the cargo?
Yeah, you saw them. They're starting to twitch and starting to, like, not defrost, but they're starting to wake from like low birth.
Yeah.
Sort of recovery, essentially.
Is there any information on the terminal about these creatures? Wade.
Ooh. Okay. Have a look.
You can just do like a general query shot. Well, you don't need a roll for it.
Okay.
They were picked up from the from Debear as well.
Yeah.
But they're from a planet that's sort of closer to the Aslan territories.
Yeah.
It's a bit of a large sort of creature that hangs from sort of trees to trees. It sort of, you know, notes on the system indicate that it was quite dangerous, and it's recommended to sort of keep them sedated for long periods of time.
I was thinking about maybe we should try and power up the systems again.
Yeah.
Or, you know, kill them.
Because it's, say life support's at 100% anyway, so head back to engineering.
Like, if the power's fine, there should be enough power to power.
Just to divert some power.
Yeah, yeah.
Into the other systems.
Okay.
So pretty much at normal levels.
Sure. Okay. All right, so you head back to engineering. So what do you want to divert the power to, though?
The MLB.
MLB.
Okay. So, to turn it back on again?
Yeah.
I want to sort of restore the ship at a normal level. So, pretty much divert power
to... Well, you just have to choose, because if you start planning life support again, it's going to get hard to breathe.
Okay.
But you just sort of just have to choose. Like, it's sort of on, like, a slider setting. Like, sort of what percentage you want everything to go to.
Like, FTL.
Just activate jump drive now.
Okay, everything's 100% on life support. So then we don't require FTL. We don't require engines to actually work. So we're down to 60% life support.
Mm-hmm.
40%
MLB. And the remainder just goes to the MLB.
MLB, yeah. See what happens first.
So you can hear from what seems to be sort of up above you.
Yeah.
Even though you're still at a slight tilt, it sounds like that large engine sort of starts to come back online.
Yeah.
And are any of you sort of still in the cargo hold? Or just like
near it? No, I think we all headed down.
Yeah. All right, yeah, so it just sounds like the engine up above you is sort of starting to kick back on again.
No reason to suspect anything's wrong.
No.
All right. Crew?
Yes, we need to figure out what happened to the crew.
Mm-hmm.
We checked their quarters. We checked the bridge. We scouted out the hold.
We need a... I mean, what did we discover?
Is there an armory? Or like a safe hold?
There's like a ship's lockup, but there's not a specific thing for an armory.
We have been through there as well.
I mean, what did we discover with the cameras that were wandering around?
You only checked the bridge cameras.
Yeah.
So maybe we should see if we can track any of them when they leave the bridge.
So I assume now I've got administrative access to the terminals across the ship.
Yeah.
So I can get into the cameras from there as well.
Yep.
It'd probably be hard to track someone across multiple cameras, but
you sort of have to go camera at a time, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, really, that's all we have at the moment.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. I'm just thinking.
Yeah.
So we'll look at a the camera for the MLB as well.
Yep.
Around the same time that the crew was scrambling about.
Okay. You see the what seems to be the engineer Maria. Yep. She seems to be like she was making some sort of last minute adjustments to it before she also went down the airlock to sort of, you know, before she sort of exits the room.
Okay. So she exits the room.
Yep.
The way that we came in.
The way that you came down. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So we'll just keep moving backwards with the cameras and keep checking through this.
Alright. In the same room or a different room?
In a different room. Okay. Sort of. I assume the camera layout, like, it is pretty...
It's I mean, there's not a whole lot of blind spots.
Yeah.
You can sort of get a rough idea.
Is it still quite intuitive to see, like, where the cameras are located?
I mean, it's still a bit of an outdated system, okay. But, like, the cameras are sort of in key areas and stuff.
Yeah. So, we came down that hallway to the MLB.
Well, the MLB is, like, the second deck. Mm-hmm. And you go down an airlock, which is straight down,
till
you get to, like, the main deck.
Okay.
So the camera shows her going down to the main deck.
She went down to the main deck.
Yeah.
So we can follow her from this terminal, or we can just go down to the main deck and check the camera there. In the terminal.
Yeah,
actually, it will be on the main deck.
Like, where in the main deck?
Well, let's just follow her on the cameras now.
Right.
Yep.
On the terminal camera for now.
Yeah. So we'll get camera up, main deck.
But for where on the main deck? Like, you sort of have to pick a particular area on it. You can't just say, like, oh, give me the whole ship.
Just that general area where the airlock comes down.
So, like, near engineering?
Yes.
Okay. You see her come down the airlock around the same time.
Yep.
And she heads up towards, sort of, like, through the cargo hold.
Do we know where that cargo hold would lead out to?
The cargo hold is, it leads both to engineering in the aft of the ship, as well as the bridge at the front of the ship.
Okay, and we saw her go past the bridge at some point? With the bridge cameras?
Earlier, not at the same time, though.
Okay, so she... Bridge, something, that, and then down.
Yeah.
Back towards, maybe towards the bridge. Or just in the cargo hold, so...
Mm.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Pick and choose. Where are we going?
Mm. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't gone through the cargo hold.
Weren't we scanning?
Yeah, we were.
Cargo hold?
But you haven't checked the cameras for the cargo hold?
No.
No.
Sorry, we should do that.
We checked the cameras for the MLB, but not the cargo hold.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. Alright.
Since the area, Ben said, is quite large.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, cameras for the cargo hold.
Yeah. Alright, so you go back through the cameras to the cargo hold for the past couple of days.
Yeah.
The last thing you see is Maria coming from the engine, like after the ship near the engine room,
yeah.
As well as the other three crew members coming from the bridge,
okay.
Which matches the sort of thing that you saw. Basically, they were carrying some like personal items with them,
yeah.
And they both sort of went into the cargo hold.
Yeah.
They you know, unlocked the two cages for the, the four cages for the Flander monkeys, and each of them went into the cages.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, then it locked, and then there hasn't been any like action on the camera since, until the crash.
So the crew were hiding in the cages with or as the monkeys? Or they let the monkeys out?
You haven't really done like a detailed look at the monkeys.
Okay, well, let's do that.
Mind
you, while this has been going on, like MLB's been running. So by the time you get back to the cargo hold, everything's gone icy again, and you're fine. It's quite chilly.
I'm a Viagra overall. I'm fine.
Yeah.
I laughed at my thought earlier of like, we'll turn the life support back on, and like, if it's not designed to re-hibernate them and they just die, well, whatever. Like, we don't care. And if they do go back into hibernation, then crisis averted. But, you know, it'd be funny if they were dead now.
Yeah.
Killed the crew.
It just sort of was starting up, so we do have some time to turn it off.
Yeah.
Anyway. All right, let's go turn it off.
Well, do we want to turn it off? Do we want to, like, pull it out? I don't know. Well, the power's back to it, so we could probably turn off individual cells...
It's just one big room, though. Like, the whole room is the birthing...
Oh, okay, yeah.
Excuse me.
Alright, well,
Let's turn it off.
Okay, so now you turn off the power again?
Turn off the ML.
Okay. You hear the engine above you.
Okay, let's go back to the MLB and have a look at those monkeys.
Circles. So, can you get back to the cargo hold, sorry?
Yes.
Okay. So, doing more of a sort of thorough inspection of the cages,
yeah.
You see what you initially saw was just the flounder monkeys sort of in the front of the room with like a bit of like space wheat and stuff like that, you know, sort of like a bit of feed stuff. Like deep, sort of in the back of the cage, you see one of the crew members sort of, there are a couple of like personal belongings sort of like shut up around the cage. Yeah. But they're quite sort of icy.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. We'll crack open those cages.
Crack open a cold one with the lads.
And
will we do one at a time?
Yes.
Can we identify the captain?
The captain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd say so, sure.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, so you find the cage that has the
defrost him somehow. Well, let's pull him out of the MLB because MLB is cold.
We want to keep the MLBs on. So yes. Yeah,
do we
so let's actually pull all of them out of the MLB.
Sure. Alright. So they're all quite icy cold as you pull them out. Where are you gonna take them to?
The bridge. Set them up on the bridge.
To yeah, we'll pull them to the bridge.
Okay.
Put some hair dryers on.
Oh, sure.
We'd probably suggest crew quarters. Because, you know, if they're hostile, then they can't do anything to the ship from the crew quarters.
Oh, yes.
That's like, if they're in the bridge, they'll be like, oh, screw you guys, warp.
Yeah. Yeah, crew quarters.
Versus quarters, like, ah.
Yeah, all right.
And then I'll head back to engineering and turn off heating.
Sorry, turn off. So basically,
turn heating to except for the MLB.
Okay, so you turn it back on essentially.
Yeah.
Okay, that's nice. All right, so it takes you guys quite a bit of a while to drag them off.
Yeah.
You know, I'd say just as general knowledge, it takes someone quite a while to recover from even just like a normal like low birth sort of situation. So it seems like these guys are going to be icicles for quite a while until they sort of recover.
I could pee on one of them.
Sure.
I think that sounds like a very nice way
I need to go pee on her.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just want to pee on the engineer, don't you?
Just to wake them up. That's what I learned in sex ed.
Good stuff.
You pee in them.
Okay, we can stop this now.
You hear a growling sound.
Yeah, okay, but yeah, so... You put them all into the to their you know their respective crew quarters.
Yeah.
All right. So quarantine.
It's probably been about 17 hours maybe since the initial sort of the initial crash, I guess.
Yeah. Okay. So the quarantine. What was the like? Why were they quarantined?
Well, the station went into
lockdown.
It went through a lockdown, wide quarantine, just because no one was able to determine essentially what happened.
Because like a breach just happened, so they shut everything.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like biological quarantine. It was just like
no. Well, it's sort of it's more of a lockdown. Station. It's basically one and the same. So in the event that it is a biological,
it's the same.
Yeah.
Process. Yeah.
Essentially, everything just gets locked down.
Okay, sweet.
Except air vents, apparently.
Except access to other things.
Yeah,
good stuff.
Pretty much.
All right, cool. So, what's our aim here to talk to the crew?
Figure out what went wrong and figure out.
Yeah.
Can we do it without pointing guns at them this time? This would be nice.
If they're cooperative.
Yeah.
Okay, so what are we going to do while we wait the crew to wake up?
Hmm.
Can we establish comms with the security office?
You'd have to sort of put some of the power of what's currently running life support to just like basic systems operations.
And then it'd be like, hey security, we broke into that ship that was on lockdown.
Like you've done basic comms and stuff before, but to actually transmit stuff to the station.
And then they'll come in and kick us out and take
over. That's easy.
I don't think we want to talk to them.
No, I don't know why I bothered.
Yeah, we don't need to talk to this. It's the...
Not until we're done.
Involve ourselves with the bureaucracy.
Not until we're done.
How long have we been on this ship thing for?
On the actual ship
itself. Like how long since we left the station and came out onto towards the ship?
You spent a couple of hours trying to get to the airlock itself. Probably out of the 17 hours since the initial crash, you've probably been on the ship maybe 5 or 6 hours.
So that's 5 or 6 hours that this poor man has been trapped behind a box with his mouth taped shut and like stuck on the ground for fear of death.
No, it's okay.
I'm sure he's been found by
now. Nobody's worried.
He'll be fine.
Really. He'll probably.
He doesn't have a wife and kids to worry about.
Yeah.
They're probably. I mean, even if they do, I'm. Meh.
So, where are you weren't going to.
We're not going to talk to anyone.
I'm surprised that they haven't done anything yet, though.
The security?
Yeah.
As far as you're aware, at least.
They've got 7 space tanks outside pointing at us. All right. So we're still at a mystery as to why they were bailing out. And
well, not bailing out, but bailing in.
Hiding. Stowaways.
Well, were they hiding or were they just kind of sleeping?
I would assume they were hiding if they were specifically crawling into cages behind gorilla.
So what were they hiding from?
What was it? There were signs of combat in the bridge.
They probably went into the cages just so the lizards wouldn't attack them.
So 4 cat-sized lizards versus 4 regular-sized people.
Well, they were quite painful to fight.
Yeah. And it was very, close-quartered.
They're very quick to move around
things. Okay, so they were a bit painful.
Yes.
And they were scrubs who couldn't beat
cat-sized lizards. I mean, it's quite possible the lizards could have done some damage to the ship.
Good point.
Yes.
They didn't have stun grenades.
So. That's a rookie mistake.
Yeah. I'm surprised they didn't have any systems set up for an event like this, though.
There would be some sort of, like...
You'd imagine, but...
A bathroom / showers.
In the crew quarters, yeah.
Crew quarters, okay.
Do I have a shower?
No, we could just, you know, to thaw them out a bit faster. Just have...
Well, I wouldn't mind investigating...
If there was water still on the ship.
Not a whole lot, maybe enough for 1 or 2 of them, I guess.
Okay.
But I'm not too sure how quickly it would help them recover anyway, but yeah, you can try.
Okay. Give them a warm shower right there.
Yeah.
So maybe I wouldn't mind investigating the bridge for signs of damage.
Like damage to the bridge itself?
Yeah, like to the terminals there or any...
I mean, you sort of looked around earlier and you couldn't really see any damage. Well, not to the bridge itself.
Just combat damage.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Carbon scoring?
No, not even carbon scoring, just dents.
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 Cat lizards.
Yeah.
Pounding things.
Pounding.
But you could try to do a check to see if there was any actual, like, major electrical damage, I guess, that wouldn't sort of be detected unless you did a, like, that would be missing from the crew's, like, sort of logs and stuff.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking of.
Right.
In a way.
Okay.
So, investigate?
I don't know, I want to investigate, sure.
Alright, I got a 7, 10.
Okay. So how would you do that? Like, would you check back the terminal, or would you look for, like, actually go under, like, cabling and check wires and stuff?
I'd probably go and check for the wires and check, like, the, maybe check the terminal as well, but mostly, like, actually checking the smaller details.
Okay. Well, while it's probably going to take you quite a while, like it takes you a good 2 hours, which in that time you sort of find that there's quite a few sort of wires that have been bitten and sort of broken and stuff like that. But it's hard to see sort of what, it looks like a lot of work's been done to sort of patch it up, like sort of last minute sort of, soldering and stuff to restore a lot of the cables. But it doesn't look like everything has been repaired. So there's still obviously parts of the like cabling and stuff from the ship that have been damaged, but yeah.
Okay.
Alright. So lizard the guys
progress with the captain underneath 2 hot showers.
Yeah. Cool. The captain starts to thaw on wake up. Yeah, but Ross, who's the captain, is quite sort of, like, basically, berthing is a very tricky thing. Like, it's almost a gamble anytime anybody does it anyway.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he's quite hysterical, but he's sort of starting to come to his senses. Like, he's sort of, Like he's, you know, but he hasn't sort of really figured out where he is yet.
Yep. Just like to note that for a very long time I thought birthing was birthing with an I, not birthing with an E. I thought you meant like giving birth.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I was
like, oh. 29 lizards birthing. You could have like a billion lizards now.
Oh,
is that why you were asking me about that?
I also was thinking, like in the travel universe, they refer to like cryonics and stuff as like low births.
Yeah.
So it's meant to be sort of like that.
Yeah.
Not birth.
Low birth is in like only one child,
right? I was like, multiple. Low evolutionary birth lizard things. Yes.
So that would be an interesting plot point.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. So,
You're safe now, Captain.
What? What now?
This is Admiral McDougal. Address him as what, sir? We're running with this, okay?
Right. Yeah.
Yes, as my crew member here stated, I'm Admiral McDougal.
We're from which navy?
The Navy, imbecile.
What? What's going on?
I understand you've taken some damage to your ship.
The ship.
Yes.
Oh God, no!
You crash landed right into space station.
What?
Orbiting. What was that?
He starts to sort of sit up and looks towards his like computer terminal in his room.
Yeah.
He says, "I have to check." Check what? He doesn't specify.
The ship's under Navy control now. Please direct your inquiries to Admiral McDougal.
Yeah. he ignores you and he still tries to get up to his again.
Let him see what he wants to see. We could
walk over and have a look at what he's doing.
Yeah, alright. So he's sort of like, he's only really sort of focused on that like while he's still trying to like wake up. So he starts to go through like the terminal and he goes through like a lot of different access things that you haven't seen. So obviously this is sort of like his own like captain's access sort of stuff. He looks through what the like the ship's computer has done up until this point.
Yeah.
So like it's more like a detailed like audit, sort of everything that's happened on the ship and what the computer has done.
Mm-hmm.
So he goes from about the point where they locked themselves in the low berths and he reads on from what happened after that.
Yeah.
And I'm guessing you guys like probably just read on like, over his shoulder.
Yeah.
Okay, basically it indicates that they, after they locked themselves, the ship automatically came out of jump.
Mm-hmm.
But the computer, without having any sort of response, like they had sort of already programmed the computer to automate a docking procedure in the event that there wasn't any sort of user action.
Mm-hmm.
So the computer, after a certain amount of time, you know, after a couple of hours, it automatically began a docking request with the nearest starport, which was the high port on Flammarion.
Mm-hmm.
And it used just enough power, what was remaining in the engines, to sort of push itself in the right direction towards the high port. Yeah.
It failed.
But it lost total power.
But it didn't have enough power to adjust itself to actually land it. Yeah.
Okay.
And he's sort of just still reading on. He's still like, you know, half frozen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No one brought up the lizards still yet.
The lizards? What? They got out. Again?
What do you mean again?
Yeah. They were already out.
Yeah, they got out of the ship in the station.
That's why we had to lock ourselves away.
We killed them.
They were... Oh, you killed them.
We are the Navy. Don't sound so surprised.
Which Navy?
The Navy.
The Navy.
Imbecile.
There's only one Navy.
The Imperial Navy.
That's what I'm hoping.
Yeah, right.
Alright.
Your other crew members are safe. Still
being attended to by our medics.
Oh, because I suppose if you're the Navy, you have, you know, lots of medical personnel that can actually help them recover from a birthing situation.
That'll be fine.
Yeah. Oh,
good.
Medical.
Medical.
Medical. Medical.
Peace and mercy.
With our comms devices, are they, like, obvious that we're using them?
It depends on, like, the tech level. Like, it gets to a point where they're so small that you could basically fit them in your ear for, like, an audio thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I kind of want to, like, chat to the rest of these people without...
You're all in the same room.
Well, yeah, but without Ross hearing us.
I mean, you could try to step back, like, and, like, whisper.
All right.
Stealth check.
I mean, like, as a general overview, what are we even still trying to achieve here?
we wanted to sort of get the station to go out of lockdown.
Yeah.
And so we can leave.
So we need to figure out, I suppose, what threat these things pose on a greater level. Aside from the fact that they're obviously hostile. And then once we figure that out and we're sort of done here, call it into security and then bail out.
Yes.
Yeah, so, like, plan is, hey, security, it's everything's fine.
Yeah.
Go have a look. Let us leave. Ciao, thanks.
Yes.
Is everything fine at this point? Like, can we leave now?
Well, the thing is, those monkeys, right?
Yeah.
They took up the cages of the monkeys.
So yeah, but the monkeys were in the cage with them.
They're
still in the cage.
Oh, they're still with them. Okay,
they were all birthed together.
Yeah.
That's really wrong.
So, I mean,
everything does,
and then while you're having this conversation, he starts to feel a lot better, and he sort of says, wait, what station? What? And he sort of comes to his senses and realizes that everything's actually on a tilt. Oh.
He's been sitting upside down.
We did say you crashed.
Yeah. Oh.
Into a space station.
Oh, no. Oh, they can't find me. No. But he sort of explains that transporting these animals without sort of proper clearance is sort of highly illegal.
Well, too bad, because you've got the attention of basically every security officer in the entire station.
Yeah, but he goes back to his terminal to sort of check the ship sort of like power levels and stuff like that.
Mm.
And he explains to you that he feels fairly confident that he could have just enough power to get there. Basically, just to, if he gives enough power to the maneuver drive, he could almost, like, push the ship out of, like, the corner that's stuck in on the station and push it back into space. If you were willing to help him.
We'll need you to give a statement to the station.
Well, we don't. Well, hang on. Just try to figure out.
I mean, we are the Navy. Like, we're not just going to let this guy go.
No.
I mean, I'm just trying to figure out if this would lift. No, it wouldn't lift the quarantine. It wouldn't lift the quarantine. No,
I mean, if he bribes us enough money.
Sure.
I mean, we're having a little bit of a quiet conversation, but just enough that he can hear us.
Yeah.
To implant the idea of a bribe into his head.
I have $200,000 worth of platinum in my hold. If you help me, it's yours.
But won't we be pissing off the people that it's obviously supposed to go to?
That's none of your concern.
I think it's very much our concern.
Nope.
I would not like the idea of having that much platinum.
I mean, we can't carry that much platinum.
Actually, you have just enough space for it.
Hmm. Yeah, but
someone wants that
platinum. There's a lot of platinum, and if we take it, that's putting a target on our head. One that I am not inclined to take.
It'd be fun, though.
Well, I am rubbing off on you quite a lot.
No.
We need credits. Talking credits, yeah.
Yeah, it's worth a heck of a lot of credits.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, but actual credits, not...
Potential credits. Something that could backfire on this.
All right, well, he explains to you that he's, you know, in his personal sort of credit history here, he only has about 85,000 that he could transfer you to. Like, transfer to you, and you're willing to help him get the ship out of here.
How are we going to get back to our...
To our Navy ship?
Yes.
He also offers you the air raft that you could take.
Is that thing spaceworthy?
It is, if you're wearing a vaccine.
It's vaccines again.
Well, Dib's not piloting it.
Basically, he explains, if you can help him get the ship out into, sort of, out of the station... Essentially, what you could do is you could load the, because you're not taking the platinum, you could basically jump off with the air raft and then fire.
He just wants to escape.
Well, he's still a bit sort of hysteric. Obviously, he's not thinking straight.
Yeah.
But he feels like if he can get a bit of a head start, no one's going to stop him if he can sort of keep it running.
Do we want to stop him?
Well, I'm just trying to figure out
how are we going to get back to this station and quarantine.
It's just
Yeah, like, is this going to actually improve the quarantine situation? Because as much as I would like to get money from this...
Well, we could just wait for, like, a day, and they'll go, oh, everything's fine. We just, you know, take the money, go back to this sun lounge. Well, we never did anything, officer. We were right here the whole time.
Yeah.
How do you like that?
Right. Right. Sounds good to me. Right. Take it away.
Is it usual to be docked in an aircraft? Like, if you were in an aircraft,
it'd be
in your case station,
it's not entirely uncommon, but you might just have to convince someone why you're sort of riding around in an aircraft outside of the quarantine space station.
With the back suits from the space station.